Two injuries to report on. Update on Sam Shields. He did suffer a concussion, and he will go through the testing process this week. Also, Frank Zombo hyperextended his knee. So that's something that came up late after the game. With that, I'll take your questions.
Is there an early prognosis on Frank, or is that like a...
I'll know more on Wednesday. I mean, it's a hyperextension.
Did he come back and play with it, right?
He played with it, yes.
How big of a factor was the wind, do you think, yesterday?
Oh, the wind definitely factored in the game. Watching it live, you could see the ball was moving at times. It was a swirling wind, something we talked about in pregame. So I thought Aaron did a very good job throwing with velocity. But there was a number of balls that moved. And, you know, with that, we as a perimeter and even our defense, you just have to focus on that ball. And it gets a little slick in the wind. So it was a challenge.
Is there any kind of a mystery as far as, or any kind of a problem in not knowing who you might face quarterback this week?
Well, I think any time you're in this situation as a defense, you prepare for both quarterbacks. So Christian played in the fourth quarter, and we'll have some tape on him and look at their preseason tape. So that'll be part of our preparation. And we played against Donovan McNabb last year when he was in Washington, and obviously have a lot of tape to watch on Donovan this year. So we'll be prepared either way.
Mike, how did Morgan do with that pass in his hand?
Morgan played extremely well. He was potentially a game ball consideration. Had a big hit in the game, won a big hit award that's given out to one of the defense or special teams, sometimes even offensive guys, for a particular hit in the game. So he played well.
I remember when Barnett played with one of those. What are the challenges of playing safety with that kind of?
Well, you could see it on the keep. You know, it's he missed a tackle, but I think once after that play, he settled in and played very well. I mean, you don't have use of your hand, and just got to be fundamentally sound, and particularly in tackling, and really emphasize wrapping your arms. But I thought he played very well, for especially going out there for the first time with that club on his hand, because he really didn't get to practice with it. Game balls, A.J. Hawk, Desmond Bishop on defense. Offense was Aaron Rodgers. And special teams was Mason Crosby. Well, when I look at A.J. and Desmond, I see two very consistent players. If you look at the first six games, they've been consistent both in the base and the sub. A.J. does an excellent job. The command of the defense, particularly in yesterday's game with all the no huddle, and not only with their no huddle, the way they were substituting in the no huddle. So just to able to make the calls and keep us in a clean defense, I think he does a great job of that. Very fundamentally sound. Desmond's extremely active. I think we had about 15 solos, 5 assists, so 20 overall tackles yesterday. So that's his style play. Desmond's always around the ball. I mean, and that's something he's always done, even as a rookie. Very instinctive player. So very pleased with the inside linebackers.
Were you aware of AJ's gesture, and did it surprise you if you did see it?
I did not see AJ's gesture. I actually told about it before I walked in here for the press conference. AJ and I had a short conversation about it. So and he addressed it yesterday. So,
why did he do it? What was going on with him and his team?
Well, I mean, it's probably not the. Like you said, he was joking, so I'm not going to sit here and try to explain his sense of humor. But like I said, he addressed it yesterday.
Mike, you guys will be obviously the only undefeated team left at some point. Maybe it's already here. People are going to start to wonder if he can go through a whole season. I assume that's a conversation you're not encouraging.
No, we're trying to be undefeated in the second quarter of the season. So there's four quarters to every season. We've outlined these three games leading up to the bye as the second quarter, and we have an opportunity to complete the second quarter. That was a message to the football team. Went through the positives that we've we've been able to build off each week in the first six games and went through some of the things that are that we need to improve on. So we still hope, and I'm not, this isn't coach speak or I want to say it. I mean, we have to improve. There's some things we need to improve on fundamentally. We need to tackle better. We need to just do the time clock as far as the fits with the running backs and with the run blocking unit. I mean, it's not exactly the way it's supposed to look right now. There's some things we're doing extremely well, and we'll continue to build off it. And that's why we're winning football games. But there's a number of fundamental things that we need to improve on. So this will be a big challenge going to the Metrodome. Is always, you know, clearly the loudest, one of the loudest venues that we play in year in and year out. The Vikings, in my opinion, are a different team in the Metrodome than they are, on natural grass. So that's something that we learned a few years ago up there, a hard lesson, particularly on offense. So we got to get ready for that surge of energy that most dome teams throw on you at the beginning of the game. And it's a division game, division road game. So there's a lot of added salt to this one. Always will be, and that's the way we're approaching it.
Mike, have you talked with Sam Shields? Obviously, he's going to have to learn this lesson the hard way about trying to run everything back, but now he's got a concussion to deal with. Have you talked to him about it at all?
Well, I think he learned a lesson yesterday on the field. I mean, it's, you don't want to take away the aggressiveness of your players, particularly defensive players, and our ability to score, or make big returns. I mean, you can't have it both ways. But as I said in a press conference yesterday, anytime you handle the football, you're a primary decision maker. So whether you're a quarterback, whether you're the running back or receiver with the ball in your hands, you have to make good decisions. And after the first guy that he was able to get away from there, I mean, there's a lot of white shirts there. Just be smart, and you don't want players taking unnecessary hits in this game. And we all know how tough it is when you lose players to injuries, and when you have an injury that is unnecessary, you have to learn from that.
In your time here, has the team improved in terms of not looking overlooking opponents?
I would say so. We're a much more mature team this year than I think clearly last year, and that's a really a tribute to our locker room. But that's. We're not overlooking the Minnesota Vikings. I can promise you that. I mean, this is a very competitive division. It's always an extremely competitive game in the Metrodome. It's a tough place to play. We played well over there in the past. Our fans do a great job of showing up for us in the Metrodome. But the louder they yell, the louder the Viking fans yell. So I mean, it's a loud place to play. You definitely have to really detail your work when you go in there. So. By no means are we overlooking the Vikings.
Mike, can you talk about the challenge of coaching? Just that you come in and make corrections every week, but you know you probably are never going to get everything the way you exactly want it. You talked about run fits this week. Last week was another something that you had to correct and work on. I mean, that's a process that...
That's a game of football. That's the beauty of it. I mean, that's the challenge. It's the challenge of chasing perfection and having your team show up and play with excellence, as well documented around here. So you just can't lose sight of reality. It's about winning. I mean, and that's day one. We're about winning football games, so we're accomplishing the first goal. So we're 6-for-6 in that area. But improving the quality of play, that's the one area that we need to improve on. And everybody acknowledges it. It's an immature team. I know we have 10 rookies, but I like the way they work. Our padded practice Thursday was very, was a very good practice. So and we need to have a better one this week. The padded work is so important to the fundamentals of the game of football, and our guys are into it. So we'll get better. I can promise you that.
Mike, are you surprised at all the attention that the handshake following the 49ers-Lions game between the coaches? And do you ever envision yourself getting so excited that you'd slap another coach on the back?
That was well said, Mike. I'm trying. Am I surprised by the attention? No. I mean, I think that's obvious. But I think I'm okay in that situation. So
is there a coaching protocol that you are sure to follow after every game?
I think it's, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a respect that goes with this game of football, and I'm not gonna judge other people, but it's an emotional game. Things do happen, but I think it's important to handle it appropriately when you cross the field. You know, whatever your feelings are at that particular time.
What do you think of your offensive line, considering you? I think because of the injuries, you've had what, three combinations over 4 weeks. I guess is the continuity.
Did you say offensive line?
Yeah, is the continuity been as best you could hope for? I guess maybe.
Well, I'll say this, you know, and it's a lot like last year. Scott Wells is doing a very good job inside of this, keeping us in good looks. Josh Sitton has been consistent this year. TJ's. You know, he's going through what most players go through in their first year. I thought he started off real strong, and he's learning a little bit more each week. Doing a much better job, getting more comfortable in there. Yeah, but our tackles have, you know, we've played different players each week at tackle, so it's good to get Brian back. I thought Brian played very well, especially coming off an injury. And Marshall graded out very well too. So I'm pleased with their performance. But ideally, and we've talked about it before, you like to line up and play with five guys week in and week out up front. Some of the best offenses that I've been a part of, it really starts with the continuity of the offensive line. When those guys have the ability to practice each week with each other, play each week with each other, that's a group that really builds and solidifies during the course of the year. So, but, you know, it's really a tribute to Marshall and Derek and Brian, just the way they've trained, and particularly Marshall, to go from right to left and perform at the level he's performed at.
How close are we?
That's a good question. I was told his workouts were going well. The rehab has picked up. So we were hopeful that it'd be somewhere around the bye. And I would think, you know, based on the information that the medical staff gives me, I did not talk about Mike today specifically, so I can't give you an accurate update. But we're definitely headed in that right direction.
Is it definitely after the bye?
He won't play this week. Mike will be out this week. Yes.
Thank you.